3:35 at WGCL. Glass in the afternoon. Thank you for being with us and returning to the program after a well-deserved hiatus. Vacation man Jordan Davis. He joins me every Wednesday when he's not on vacation, just after 3:35. The No Dishes podcast host and the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose makes his grand return. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Doing well, man. Well rested and a little more tan.
Ooh, that's a good combination to have. How was lovely Lake Maxentucky?
Oh, it was awesome, man. Had some friends up, got some tubing in, some water skiing. We have a really old jet ski, so that was a little finicky, but it was awesome, man. It was good just get away, check out for a bit, and eat some good food up there.
There is nothing wrong with checking out and recharging the batteries, but we know you've been behaving yourself lately on your food quest and your workout quest. How did it work at Lake Life? Did they mesh? Did they come together, or did you put one on the back burner?
Yeah, so they could have meshed a lot more if I was had a little more self control. You know, I didn't eat like total garbage, but I like wasn't super strict. It was a decent little balance.
It's vacation. Come on.
I know, right? That's what I was telling myself. So,
well, you can always, you know what? Life's a fight, man. Life is a total fight. You can't live on vegetables forever. You can't do it. So you get up off the mat, you dust yourself off, then you get back to work, and then you eat some bad stuff, and then you do it all again. That's just how it works. That's just part of the game.
Exactly. And if you can live off vegetables, I don't want to find out. No, you know, that doesn't sound great.
I'm not willing to take that chance.
But yeah, it was good. I was able to zoom in to a couple of the classes with Ferrells and do some kickboxing and band training, like while looking out at the lake, which was pretty cool. But I didn't realize how much the air conditioning helped because I was out there in the humid weather.
Oh, like hot yoga. That's good. Good, good.
Yeah, exactly. It kicked my butt. But yeah, got back to it. The class on Monday really killed me. But you know, you gotta dive back in, and I'll be popping over there again today about 6 o'clock. And, I got 3 weeks left in this 10-week thing. It ends on the 24th. So hopefully I'll have some impressive numbers for you that following Wednesday.
Good. That's good. We're behind you 100,000% on all of that. Jordan Davis is our guest. Now let's talk about food, shall we? Mama Duke's Hawaiian Barbecue. Where did this come from? What's going on? And what do you know about it?
Yeah, so they've reached out. They're hopefully going to be coming to Food Truck Friday at some point.
Right.
I'm not sure. They're going to get registered. We're going to get them over there. I saw the pictures they posted. It looks phenomenal. Some chicken katsu. It's like a macaroni salad as a side. Barbecue chicken. There was one other type of like Hawaiian barbecue chicken. So even though it's barbecue, it looks so much different than any of the other barbecue that's
spam,
being offered
spam,
Food Truck Friday.
Spam. That's a big Hawaiian deal, right? Spam. Everybody likes spam in the islands.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I've yet to try like a really good spam. I need to. I haven't seen them advertise it, but I'm sure that they do a great version
whenever they
like roll out that aspect. You know,
they've got it today on their menu. I'm looking at the Bloomington Foodies Facebook page, so they've got a teriyaki spam and spam musubi. Well, there you go. Well, let's get all kinds. And I think that's the great thing about the food community here, Jord. We don't see everybody just doing barbecue or everybody just doing noodles or everybody just doing one thing or the other. There's all kinds of good things going on, and Food Truck Friday every Friday will highlight that. You've been gone a week. Did you miss it? You're ready to get back and have some fun.
Oh yeah, it looked like we had a really good one while I was away. I know it was really busy. It was good weather.
It was hot, buddy. It was 91 or 2, and this week is going to be 78 and sunny. So let's go.
Had a great week last week. This week we've got maybe the biggest lineup we've had all year. It's also going to be the first week that City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation is putting on their happy hours on the lawn. So there will actually be a beer garden this week, which many people have asked for. So that'll be right there at the pavilion. I think there'll be like Cardinal Spirits canned cocktails and beer and potentially wine to purchase as well. That'll just be during the dinner hours. And then the Parks and Rec Department has the 145s and Sounder Lampin queued up for two different full bands, along with a very extensive truck lineup. So it should be a perfect week down at Switchyard Park from 11 to 9 p.m. this week.
Free. Now, do they play down there in the little sunken auditorium, or are they playing the big stage?
Yeah, so what they do is they play for these happy hours on the lawn. They bring in their mobile stage, the like semi-trailer that's like a clamshell that opens up. And that'll be right there on that pavilion lawn where we normally have music.
So there you go. You don't have to walk too far, and all you have to do is close your eyes and open your ears, and you'll be able to hear all of it. How many trucks do you have this week is your guesstimate? Around a dozen?
Oh, man, yeah. We're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, we have like 14 vendors. So Kona Ice will be joining us for the first time this year. All the other food trucks have been there this year, but they're like, it's all a kind of a perfect storm of them all being there at the same time. And then, yeah, for dessert, Choco Mousse, Rasta Pops, Kona Ice.
That sounds delicious. And the weather's even better. And a beer garden and free music and. That should be a great way. Grand Falloon's going on this weekend, so you're going to have that crowd in town as well. Plus, when the weather's perfect, what more could you possibly ask for? And Food Truck Friday, again, no admission charge to get in. Just enjoy all the food. Should I bring a chair, lawn chairs? Have you guys been that busy? Can we sit in the pavilion? How does that work?
Yeah, there's tons of seating, tons of chairs over there by the splash pad, which is also another great feature of Food Truck Friday for the kids. Or, I mean, I guess I don't know if there's an age limit. But if it gets hot enough, I could see you or I running through there one day.
There's no way to limit on the splash pad, buddy. Don't you worry about that.
But, yeah, tons of seating. But, yeah, lawn chairs never hurt, man, especially when you're there at the little amphitheater in front of the pavilion where the music's going to be. Bring a lawn chair. I think you're even allowed to bring a cooler and soak it all in. And then, yeah, Grand Falloon on Saturday also has the Bloomington Handmade Market right before it. We're going to be over there with the Choco Mousse at Kirkwood and Lincoln, along with Ellie Mae's Barbecue, Wacky Buns, which is part of Peely's Party Taco, Jay's Kitchen, and Rasta Pops. We'll all be slinging over there for Grand Falloon and the Bloomington Handmade Market, Kirkwood and Lincoln on Saturday.
Anytime I can get you to say Wacky Buns on the air, I feel like we've done our job here on a Wednesday afternoon. We have fun shining the light on some places that sometimes need some help. And if you've been following along at Bloomington Foodies, there's been a couple people point out that maybe Juanita's could use a little helping hand here in the summer. We've seen some other places that are going to close down for a couple weeks to take some breaks or whatnot. So if that's one of your favorite places, why don't you try somewhere else?
Yeah, Juanita's is fantastic. And I haven't been there in a bit. So I saw that post. I definitely get over there, hopefully write a review, hopefully try to drive some business for them if possible. But the folks over there are really great. And it's just really, really good product. Over on West Kirkwood, it's some great Mexican food.
Again, might be off the beaten path where you don't drive by it all the time or. But again, if we hear these things, we try to pass them along and let them know that get a little shot in the arm. That would help things out. Hive, they're doing breakfast every day. Is that what I see? Did we talk about that before you left? Okay, good. You can never have enough breakfast places, can you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about it before I left. I talked about going and eating, but I finally wrote a review about it. I had a Cuban breakfast bowl. My buddy had the avocado toast. Their pancakes, I swear, are just like the best smelling pancakes I've ever had in my life. And the taste follows, you know.
Are you allowed to eat those? Is that on your list of things?
I cheated a little bit and I split one. And so I had half a pancake.
Split one. That's fine. You'll be fine.
I'm making sacrifices still.
Just don't split a dozen of them. That's how that works.
Yeah, I split an order. How about that?
Well, that's like the old joke. I'll have one glass of wine a day, but it's 32 ounces. See, you can't do all that fun stuff. Now, Poindexter, I'm seeing all these new burger pictures popping up. When do they start doing burgers?
Man, they've done it for a while. I've never gone over there. You know, they've gotten our ice cream a couple different times. I've had nothing but great experiences over there at Poindexter Cafe and The Graduate. But yeah, I need to go try those burgers. And then they're also right there. They're going to be a little hub there with Sweet Green coming in as well.
So that's what's being built into the side of the Graduate Hotel. There you go, folks. Sweet Green, is that it? Is that the
Yeah, it's, so it's a national chain that does just like really healthy food, which, you know, I don't know. I'm excited for. I don't think there's too many local places that have their focus purely on kind of what Sweet Green does. So I don't think it's going to take away from any local spots. And again, it's all, they all kind of work together in unison between your national chains, more local chains, and independent singular restaurants here in town.
Jordan Davis is our guest. Buffalo Louis is getting a, well, they're expanding inside their four walls, but just for a couple weeks as Gables Bagels gets a little summer facelift.
Yeah, so they're over there until Wednesday, the 21st. Gable Bagels is serving out of Buffalo Louis. We went ahead and followed suit with our Chocolate Mousse of the Gables, which had been on limited summer hours. It still is. But since they're going to be over there opening in the mornings, we decided to join them to give people good good coffee options to go with those amazing bagels and schmears. And I believe they're open from 6:30 to 10, 10:30, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, there you go. So you'll get your fix. You just won't get it in the exact same place. So you've been out of town. So what do you do to get back on the swing of things? What did you eat during your vacation? Did you guys grill out? What I don't know what lake life is like, buddy. Let me in.
Yes, we did. We did quite a bit of grilling out. My buddy made some chicken. I did some like sweet chili garlic tilapia. That was really phenomenal. And then, yeah, there's some great restaurants up there in Culver. That I enjoy. Cafe Max is probably my favorite one. We did their Sinful French Toast, which is their homemade cinnamon roll flattened on a flat top and like caramelized icing. And so we got that. I had to show it to my friends. And then they were talking to us while we were there about like, oh, the best chicken in town is some gas station chicken right up the road. So on the way back, we picked up some really good chicken tenders. So instead of chicken and waffles, we did chicken and French toast. And it was everything I ever wanted and more. What's that?
That's why you go on vacation, buddy.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah. And then they've got an old school drive-in root beer stand that kind of overlooks the lake. Yeah. So I did like two root beer floats while I was up there. They used to have a thing called a pizza burger that was like a breaded patty with like a little beef in the middle. And it wasn't like necessarily a burger, but they took it off the menu. I'm a little upset about it, but they added an Italian beef, and I feel like that's a pretty fair trade.
Well, nothing a sternly written letter can't fix, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were also doing ice cream, and so any ice cream off of you know, a little window service, I wanted to be like, hey, you guys need any help? I got a couple years of experience, so I'll come back there and scoop for you.
That is outstanding. Not during the season, buddy. You don't want to do that during the season. You know how busy that can get this time of year. Lake life. Yeah, everybody wants a little ice cream to get things started. What else have I missed? What else is on your radar as we move forward here? Father's Day weekend is next weekend, so that's we'll have a funny talk about that when we get what's going on there. But with all these festivals and stuff going on in Bloomington, we're going to be busy, huh?
Oh, man, it's going to be popping. I love summer in Bloomington. It's going to be great. One of the things, you know, I saw an article about where they interviewed Sue over at Bloomington Bagel Company and
yes,
some other folks.
Sue Aguilar?
You know, and the student enrollment's down, and I had a buddy that runs a restaurant here in town call me today, just kind of asking what our sales were. Theirs were down like 5%, and just trying to get a vibe for everyone seems to be struggling a little bit extra this summer. So, you know, if you've got it in your budget and you can go out to eat at one of these local spots, they really could use the help to get through until the students are back in mid-August. Because everyone's kind of feeling the pinch just a little bit. We're kind of lucky in the ice cream game that we ramp up in the summer. But for a lot of the sit-down restaurants, you know, they've got staff to keep happy. They have, you know, servers, bartenders that are relying on tips. So it's a great time to get out, you know, enjoy places that you might not be able to normally because of so many students, or you enjoy them in just kind of a different way now. So I don't know, just get out there. The one thing that I was able to get since we last talked was two things, actually. I did Pinoy Garden down at Food Truck for Friday, some fantastic pork belly that was really phenomenal. And then I always like go through my picture reel to see what I had to remember where to talk about. And I took a picture of a really good looking grilled chicken salad, but I can't remember for the life of me where I got it. So I apologize. I apologize to that place. I'm going to remember before next week. And we're going to give
You're in the restaurant the business. You'll wake up at 3 a.m. and text me. I remembered. There it is. Table five needs ranch. Table five needs ranch. I forgot their ranch. Hey, is Switch Yard doing pizza again, or am I hallucinating?
Yeah. They're doing pizza Mondays. So they're bringing back pizza on Mondays. And, go. If you missed the pies, they used to have that partnership with King Dough. Then they kind of went solo for a while before bringing in Estacion de Sabor, which is also part of Peely's Party Taco. Estacion is still there. They're still doing a really great brunch on the weekends. But Pizza Mondays over at Switch Yard Brewing is back.
I like the sound of that. Pizza any day. So that means they don't do it on any other days, or is it just on a special Monday? I don't want to misconstrue.
My understanding is that it is every Monday, but only Mondays.
Only is the key word in there, so everybody is aware. Your friends at Farm right there underneath you, they've got some new menu items as well. That looks delicious as always. They've changed their hours, so people are aware. They're going to dinner only in the summer, it looks like.
Yeah. I've been had a meal there here in a couple months, but usually I always have a great time. Doug running the bar over there does fantastic. And then I'm actually going to be DJing their industry party for anyone listening or that finds out about it that works in the restaurant industry, or even if, you know, you go with a friend that does. My buddy Colin Duggar and I will be DJing at the Root Cellar on, what day is that? That is going to be June 25th for an industry party.
That's Sunday
over there underneath Farm.
The Sunday after Father's Day. And how about our buddy Dustin Bowman, the executive chef and general manager at Kay Bello, getting some TV time this week.
Yeah, so that was awesome. We were able to help through Visit Bloomington, to showcase some of the great stuff that goes on down here and encourage people to come down here and travel and visit and appreciate Bloomington as much as the folks that live here do. And Dustin went up there to represent Kay Bello there on the square, part of the Endeavor Hospitality Group. Dustin worked at Lenny's for 18 years, many of those years running their kitchen. And he's the executive chef and general manager over there now. He went up on Wish TV and showed how to make their tiramisu French toast, which I've had firsthand, and it's fantastic. And then also a chicken dish. It's got a super Italian name that starts with an S that I can't remember.
It looked like chicken marsala, but it's probably not. Maybe scallopini, maybe. I don't know. But go try it. Kay Bello on the north side of the square in downtown Bloomington. So we're busy. We're everywhere. Well, you got to get back to work. How many days you been back in the saddle?
Got back Monday morning, did payroll, which was one great way to be welcome back with a ton of stuff to do. We had like 7 new hires in the last 2 weeks, so we had to get those added on and get all the paperwork in order so our accountant wouldn't be too mad at me. And yeah, man, we're plugging along, dude. It's we got a wedding we're catering Friday night, and Grand Floon Handmade Market all day Saturday, and it just feels good to be back, getting back, slinging that ice cream, bud.
Good to hear your voice again, buddy. Let's do it again next Wednesday, shall we?
Sounds like a plan. Appreciate it, Mike.